I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. Amen. I believe that's what we ought to do on the Lord's Day. Amen. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There's just something about confidence that is a wonderful thing. Now I like sports, and when you can almost look at a team of most any kind. And now I realize there is such a thing as overconfidence and braggadoo. Amen. And a lot of times what one may see is to try to appear as confidence is actually somebody trying to bluff someone else about the confidence they really have. Amen. You see, but I can tell you, bluffing only works for so long. Don't believe it, ask Jacob. Amen. It only works for a while. After a while, all the bluffing gets, kind of dealt with. And then we're down to to what really is and where the rubber really meets the road. Amen. But when you see a team that is confident, amen, and there's something about them that, amen, it just kind of just shows itself in their actions and reactions. And believe you me, having that calm confidence, amen, makes a lot of difference in, amen, in how folks perform. Amen. You show me somebody that don't have much confidence, and usually they'll be jittery, jerky, nervous. Amen. And all that leads to, amen, a performance that is not up to par. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? Same thing in our gospel walk with God. Amen. If we don't have our confidence in Him like we should, amen, we're going to be inconsistent. Amen. We're going to be, amen, jittery, and the enemy is going to have a field day with us from time to time when he jumps out and says boo, and amen. But here, if you, amen, God doesn't mean for His people, amen, to be, amen, incompetent and unconfident in Him, but He means that our confidence should remain steadfast in Him. Amen. There is a great deal, amen, that must be dealt with in our life, amen, dealing simply with our confidence. Amen. Now, the writer here, the Holy Ghost dealing by the Word of God, says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Amen. And signified here, they use the term cast not away. Amen. You know, I'm amazed at how many times I hear, amen, this verse seemingly holds intact, but then I go back and look at what Jesus said to the church at Ephesus, and He says, you have left your first love. Amen. And many I hear say lost, and believe you me, there's a lot of difference between left and lost. Amen. One simply means that one will discard something because they have not recognized the quality or what it is worth. Amen. Same likewise with here the writer and the Spirit of God is dealing that our confidence. Amen. Then He says, which has great recompense. Amen. Of reward. Amen. Believe you me, you could write books. Amen. And there have been books written concerning that great recompense. Throughout out the holy writ. Amen. God's people who had confidence in God. Amen. The stories were wrote. Amen. And set. Amen. Throughout eternal time. Amen. Recognizing those who put their confidence in God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you that men may mock you. They may ridicule you. Amen. But if we will put our confidence in God, when the dust, amen, when the smoke clears and the dust settles, and amen, when everything becomes crystal clear, it's going to be those folks who have their confidence in God, amen, that are going to still be the ones standing, amen, and going to be the ones that were truly successful, amen, rather than what that world thought, amen. I understand something with Brother Joe, amen, you and I, no matter what we do, no matter, amen, how little it is in the kingdom, or how big it may seem, amen, our confidence must remain in the same place. Amen. It must remain in God. The moment that I remove my confidence from Him, I will put my confidence in that which surely will fail. Amen. There's nothing, I think, to put your confidence in that which is faltering and weak and frail, amen, is a grave mistake. Amen. Not only do we see that many times, and that's why the Word of God says that you don't put a novice in the wrong place, because, amen, you're being foolish. Amen. Believe you me, amen, God is not foolish. Amen. And He doesn't want His children to be foolish. So, amen, cast not away. Don't throw away your confidence. Amen. Listen, the enemy will come, amen, and he will seek to, amen, to destroy. He may say things to you. You know why? We live in an age of a time when there is a lot of manipulation of truth. Amen. And they try to twist it and turn it. Amen. You understand something with Brother Joe. Amen. There has always been, amen, a walk with God that requires faith and patience. Amen. And God, no, we might live in a microwave age, but God's not changed to a microwave God. Amen. If I'm going to have something from God, amen, many times it's going to take, amen, long days of patience. Amen. And it's going to take holding on to God. Amen. You understand something. Amen. Our walk in this world is not going to be over in a day. Amen. For the most part, we're going to have many days and many battles. Amen. Through our Christian walk and experience. And God doesn't want us, amen, to have the mentality, amen, that it's real quick and right now. God wants us to have some endurance. He wants us to have some steadfastness. Amen. You see, all endurance and steadfastness comes from God. It comes from where I have my confidence at. Amen. Listen, amen. If I thought about, amen, I used to, Steve Gay used to be my, amen, buddy in school, and there used to be an old boy that just loved to jump on Steve and they wanted to whip him. Amen. And I watched him many times. Steve also had an older brother named Harold. Amen. And Harold was, amen, he was in the ninth grade, I think. There was a junior high school. Amen. And Harold was a whole lot tougher than Steve was. Amen. And so when Steve would get jumped, he'd go to hollering. Amen. And I tell you, it wasn't long till you could hear them cowboy boots of Harold's coming, amen, around the corner, amen, see that little smile come on Steve's face, amen, he knew he had confidence, amen, and that brother, when he hollered, amen, help's on the way, and amen, and I know the old boy jumping on him, he ought to learn a lesson. When Steve went to smiling, he ought to hit the trail, amen, that kept him a whole lot more, amen, less bruised and mangled up, amen to God. I'm telling you, I have an elder brother. Amen. And I know that when I call on him, amen, that he will come. Amen. David said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and came and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Amen. I can tell you, my confidence remains in him. I can call him at the midnight hour. Amen. I can call him in the early morning, and he's on the way. Amen. Matter of fact, the Word of God says that he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like that idea. Amen. That's when you, how can you walk with confidence, Brother Joe? Because I, amen, that old gospel song, and amen, used to sing, amen, I have somebody with me, amen, to share my heavy load. I've got somebody that's bigger than I am. Amen. Someone that is mightier than I. Amen. David was the king. He's a mighty fighting man. The women sang the song, Saul has killed his thousands. But David is 10,000. Amen. But yet, amen, David said, when I'm overwhelmed, leave it to the rock. That's higher than I. Amen. I'm telling you, he had confidence. Ain't someone that's able to come on the scene. Amen. And deliver like nobody else can. Amen. He's been the same down through the ages. You can read it for yourself in the Word of God. He's the same, amen, in the Old Testament. He's the same to, amen, to Noah. He's the same to Brother Moses. Amen. He was the same to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. He was the same to Daniel. Amen. I can tell you, he's always been the same, and he will continue. The term confidence means all outspokenness. It means assurance. Amen. You know, amen. You know, what is it? People look at you sometimes. You say, "Where are you? Where in the world? You know, you are you so confident about?" I said, "I'm confident about Jesus." Amen. You know, once our confidence gets in ourselves, it looks a whole lot nastier than it does if it's in Jesus. Amen. Our confidence. My confidence is in the Lord. Amen. Outspokenness. Amen. Is one definition. Assurance. Amen. Bluntness. Frankness. Amen. Say, signifying that one is assured of or confident in the one they believe. Amen. I can tell you, give me somebody that speaks with confidence. Amen. When every time I say that and look back, it references me back to when Jesus went and, amen, and they sent or they sent them soldiers out to bring Jesus. Amen. And when they come back, they didn't have him. Amen. And they said, what's wrong with you? He said, man, never a man spake like this man. Amen. This man don't speak like the Pharisees does. This man speaks with authority. He speaks with confidence. Amen. My. Amen. I can tell you, amen, I believe that God, amen, still wants His people, amen, not to speak with a hem-hawing attitude, but with confidence. Amen. Thus is the will and purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me somebody that, amen, is confident in what they believe. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? I never had much, amen, for folks that just didn't know what they believed. We live in an age when that's popular, I reckon. They got no, amen, you don't know what the, amen, no banner or nothing on the church. They don't have a, leave your doctrine at the door. I said, I ain't coming in. Amen. I'm convinced of this book right here. I'm convinced of it by the help and grace of God through years of study and prayer. Amen. And I ain't allowed nobody, amen, to tell me I got to drop my confidence and what I believe in God and what I know of Him. Amen. To have anything that anybody's got. Amen. Confidence. Cast it not away. Don't you throw away that. You know, you wonder, well, who in the world would throw away their confidence? Amen. If you look through the Word of God, you've seen a lot of them throw it away. And outside of the Word of God, through the ages, there's been piles and piles and hundreds of thousands of people that threw away their confidence. Amen. The thief, you see, comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. He'll steal your confidence. Amen. Believe you me, if he can steal your confidence, he'll have to worry about you. Amen. No, sir. You'll be a pushover for about everything that he's got. Amen. But if our confidence is in Jesus, amen, don't matter which way the winds are blowing, sir. Amen. Doesn't matter which way the newest fad and doctrine is rolling. Amen. We'll still, amen, be headed towards him. My confidence remains steadfast. Amen. Listen. Now, cast not away your confidence, therefore your confidence, which have great recompense. Most of us don't understand the word recompense, amen, which means to render or to require, to restore, or reward, or to yield. Amen, which has great yield. Oh, hallelujah. How great. I don't think there is a measurement that can be used, amen, to measure how much recompense, amen, and how great that recompense is. I don't believe there's a scale that you can put that on. Amen. Just like I've often said, amen, for God, the word soul, amen, for God so loved the world. I don't think you can measure that. I think that's an immeasurable term. Amen. It's so great that man ain't got a scale. Amen. That little word that's there, it don't hardly do nothing but just take space and point you, amen, to a direction that one's, amen, all wildest imagination. And best described when the Apostle Paul said to the church at Ephesus, now unto him, which is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, according to my faith, according to my confidence, according, amen, and why I will hold on to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well have church with me. I'm going to have it anyhow. Amen. Great recompense. Amen. Oh, I can tell you when God renders something. Amen. Can you just imagine? Boy, I can tell you, you can look through the Word of God and see folks that stood their ground. Amen. You can see an Esther. Amen. They said, look at here, you fast and pray and I'll put my life on the line. Amen. And I got confidence that God will take care of it. What kind of recompense did it have, Brother Joe? Amen. I can tell you, gave her favor with the king. Amen. It got rid of the rascal who's trying to destroy, amen, the Jewish race. Come on now. Amen. I can tell you, he hung in the gallows he built for someone else. I'll tell you a little secret. Amen. The psalmist said, amen. Oh, my enemies have dug a pit and fell in it. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. If you and I will hold on to our confidence in God, amen, God, amen, we'll turn the tables, amen, on the enemy. Amen. Woo! I said God will turn the tables. Amen. Man goes trying to turn the tables. I ain't got much confidence in that. But God will turn the tables on the enemy. Listen, amen. Patience. Boy, you have need of patience. Now, I want to just quickly move along here. Amen. I want to hold you along by the help and the grace of God. I know I just frightened you then. Amen. Listen, for you have need of patience. Amen. Now, understand something. I don't think there's a person in this world, amen, could ever have patience without confidence. Amen. If I'm in the middle of a battle, amen, and I got confidence in the higher ups, and they tell me that help is on the way, amen. Well, I might not. I probably, if I have confidence, I'm going to stand the ground. I'm going to dig in, amen, and I'm going to battle on, amen. But if I don't have no confidence, amen, patience, nothing, I'm fixing to leave, amen. Oh, but if I got confidence, amen, then patience, amen. James said, let patience have it, her perfect work. Amen. What is that, Brother Joe? It produces endurance. Amen. Why? Because I know, amen, that He has spoken and that He will bring to pass His Word. Oh, my God, I can have confidence. Amen. I can tell the devil, amen, help is on the way and you are going to lose. Amen. Because God is my help. Amen. You see, God don't want His people out there without confidence. When I'm without confidence, I'm without faith. Amen. I am without the key factors of victory. Amen. I thought about, and I realized that a lot of people didn't like, amen, old Patton. Amen. But you had to give him credit. I believe that he was, amen, God's man for the time. Amen. A man who was brilliant in history. Amen. A man who was even probably more brilliant in strategy and even probably more daring in courage. Amen. You had to give him credit. He had courage. Amen. And I never let his troops see him moving to the back of the line. Even if he had to ride there in enemy territory, he's always letting them see him going forward. Amen. I can tell you, I've never seen my Jesus going, amen, backwards. I've always heard him say, come follow me. Amen. Hallelujah. You follow me, and I will give you the victory. Hallelujah. I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. I can tell you, I've never had a reason from God not to have confidence. Now, I can tell you, you're going to put in confidence in flesh and blood. Amen. After a while, amen, you'll find reason to doubt. I mean, it amazed me how many folks, amen, won't just give up on Christianity when Jimmy Swaggart, I said, last I checked, Jimmy Swaggart didn't die on the cross to save me. Amen. Neither could he. Amen. I can tell you, about last I checked, he's flesh and blood just like me. Amen. If he don't make the right decisions and I don't, we'll both wind up making a mess out of things. Amen. Therefore, I haven't put my confidence in him. Amen. I can tell you, Brother Paul, give us the acid test. Follow me as I follow Christ. You better make sure that following, amen, Christ should be unconditional, but following anyone else better be conditional. Amen. I've had folks I've seen follow preachers around. I mean, it didn't matter, amen, what they'd heard or what they'd seen. Whenever that preacher moved somewhere, they drag up, and here they go. Amen. I tell you, oh, look here, sir. Amen. No, they're not the last one. Amen. With a gospel message. Hello. Amen. God's, amen. When old Elijah said, I'm the only one, Lord. Amen. I know. I'm telling you, God said, get up and shut that mess up. Amen. I got 7,000, amen, who haven't bowed their knee to Baal nor kissed an idol. Amen. So you ain't the last one, Elijah. Amen. So hush that business and get up and let's get on with the work. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, get you. Why, enemy will come sell you a sad song in the case of the Mully Grubs and tell. After a while, if you're not careful, he'll walk up with your confidence and mock you when he does. You see, I started out in preaching tonight saying that microwave God, amen, and a lot of people lose their confidence because, amen, they based it upon false, amen, theology, amen, because God hadn't answered their prayer like they thought He ought to, amen, then therefore God's not the God of truth that the Word says He is, and therefore, amen, they're just going to forsake Him. They've been handed a bill of goods. Daniel, amen, started praying on, amen, day one. He'd seen such great horror, amen, that it had upset him so that he wouldn't eat, amen. And he fasted and prayed because he had to have an answer, amen. But I'm telling you, it's a long ways down the road before Daniel's got his answer. But by the time, amen, that Gabriel has arrived on the scene, he said, amen, God dispatched your answer the first day, but the prince of Persia withstood me. Amen. I can tell you, the devil, amen, he'll try to hinder. Amen. And find ways. And all the while, he's a hindering over on one side. He's on the other side telling you, see there, told you God. Amen. Wasn't going to do anything. Oh, yes. Amen. I can tell you the devil never misses a chance, amen, to try to rob you and I of our confidence in God. I can tell you God cannot lie. Amen. God hadn't said that He would answer my prayer, amen, on the spot. Amen. But I can tell you what He has said, that He's faithful. Amen. His Word is faithful. The promises of God are yea and amen to whom? To them that believe. Amen. There's been a lot of times folks just said they believed when they hadn't really believed. I want to tell you, the Apostle Paul prayed 3 times, amen, that he might be delivered from that thorn in the flesh that God had given him, because he had seen great visions, and God said, lest he be exalted out of measure, I'm going to humble him down, amen. And he prayed 3 times, and God spoke to him and said, amen, my grace is sufficient in all things, amen. Strength is made perfect in weakness. The Apostle Paul didn't get the Mully Grubs, didn't say, well, bless God, that's it for me. Amen. No, he said, therefore will I glory in mine infirmity, that the power of God, of Christ, may rest upon me. Hallelujah. Amen. He answered. Amen. Sometimes God does say, no.
You know, I'm amazed at that's the amount of Christians don't believe God says no. Or God says, that ain't the way I'm going to do it. Or maybe God just don't say anything. Sometimes God's silent. He's got a right to be any of those He wants to be. He'll answer in due time. Amen. He ain't never forgot something. I can tell you, God, days can rock on, but God hadn't forgot. Amen. You and I, a lot of times, we've done, if we're not careful and wishy-washy praying, we'll be forgotten before God does. Uh-oh. You know, I think we want to pray for something and make sure it's important. We need to have priority in our prayer. Amen. I said we need to have priority in our prayer. We need to make sure we pray. Amen. Spend our most major time praying for the things that are most important. Amen. I believe that. I believe God gives us enough sense to prioritize. Amen. And not just get up there and throw out a wish list to God, see if God will answer some of that stuff. I don't think that's proper prayer. I definitely don't agree with those folks who just say, amen, you write a whole bunch of stuff down so you can make your prayer longer, just so you said, my prayer has been long, and I prayed thus and so many hours. Well, glory to God. Amen. The Catholics and the Muslims pray quite a few hours, but I'm afraid they haven't got very far. 63 words, a torrent out of a pouring spirit of a man named Elijah brought fire down from heaven. But Brother Elijah hadn't just started praying either, by the way. Brother Elijah had been praying a while. Amen. I don't know how long Elijah had been praying, actually, for that particular meeting. Amen. I do know God had been dealing with him and working with him. But I can tell you, amen, he hadn't lost his confidence. He'd got enough confidence to stand on the top of Carmel. Amen. And beard the priest of Baal. Amen. And mock them. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, it wasn't long until they had finished their work and everything is still just like it was. Amen. But God's man has stepped out. Amen. With the confidence, amen, that comes from knowing His God. Amen. God has wrought miracles. Amen. In a few moments' time, God has put to flight, amen, the false accusers and the false prophets. Amen. In just a little while, God's going to turn the rain clouds on. You see, it takes confidence. It took confidence for old Elijah to put his head between his knees once sin. Amen. That servant out to look out over the sea. He's come back and said, man, it's clear as a bell out there. Ain't nothing going on. Right back down he went. Amen. Oh, if he hadn't had some confidence and some patience, I'm afraid there probably wouldn't have been no rain. Amen. Amen. I hope you believe that. Amen. I'm telling you, it takes being persistent. It takes having that confidence. He showed me people with confidence, they won't quit. You rob them of that confidence and they'll quit at the drop of a hat. Amen. But he went right back. He bowed down. Second time he went. Ain't a thing. Six times he sent that man to look. And when he's come back, amen, it's clear and fair as it can be. Amen. But I'm telling you, when he come back the seventh time, amen, he don't have the same report. Woo! Amen. Give me somebody with some confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, they'll pray until, amen, the report changes. Hello? Amen. It might not happen the first time. It might not happen the second time. Amen. Or the third or the fourth. Amen. But pray on. Amen. Hold on to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on to Jesus. After a while, He'll come through. He'll come through. Amen. Confidence. Bring it about patience. The term patience, amen, is a sin or a plague, or especially divine, produced by divine assurance. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.